your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers around 53. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain likely, low of 40. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, rain, temperatures at 53. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Law enforcement officers fatally shot a driver in southwest Kansas when he got out of his sport utility vehicle with a gun after a chase. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a news release that 67-year-old Jim Wright of Fowler was pronounced deceased Tuesday night at the scene in Mineola. Deputies had tracked Wright down after his relatives called the Meade County Sheriff's Office expressing concerns about his welfare, but he drove off when he saw officers. The chase ended in Mineola after Wright drove over tire-puncturing spike strips. The KBI said Wright then exited his vehicle holding a firearm and was shot. Multiple fire crews responded to a grass fire in Chase County that engulfed approximately 7,000 acres and two abandoned homes. Our news partners at KTV report that crews were on the scene for hours battling the fire and had residents prepared to evacuate if necessary. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Kansas State news here on the Mid-America Network.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
A Republican lawmaker in Kansas outlined a measure yesterday that would overturn Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's policy of withholding COVID-19 vaccinations from counties wanting to move to a new phase of inoculations before the rest of the state. Senate Health Committee Chair Richard Hildebrand called the policy blackmail or extortion. The State Department of Health and Environment has described withholding vaccine doses as an enforcement mechanism. And the governor says the goal is to, quote, keep the train running as smoothly as we possibly can. Elsewhere this morning, state labor officials say they're planning to move quickly on implementing federal unemployment benefit programs extended in the upcoming stimulus package. Deputy Secretary for the Kansas Department of Labor, Peter Brady, says we're confident that we're going to be able to implement these extensions relatively quickly. He went on to say the Department of Labor's underlying goal is to make sure that claimants have little or no lapse in benefits. And forecasters in Kansas say enjoy today rain-free. The rest of the week could be wet. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Nebraska lawmaker who is a leading supporter of medical marijuana says the issue will likely appear on the 2022 ballot if her fellow lawmakers don't pass a legalization measure this year. Senator Anna Wishart of Lincoln says advocates will propose a one-sentence ballot measure through a citizen-led petition drive if the bill in the legislature's Judiciary Committee doesn't become law. Nebraska Supreme Court stripped a legalization measure off the ballot last year after concluding that its wording violated the state constitution's single subject rule. Now to COVID, more than 250,000 people have signed up for a coronavirus vaccination on Nebraska's official registration website, but state officials say they want more and urged residents to add their names. State officials want residents to sign up online at vaccine.ne.gov or through a toll-free hotline. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Firefighters battled grass fires Wednesday in many locations as a large fire west of Hanover brought local volunteers as well as mutual aid from Nebraska units. Blue Rapids and Marysville rural departments went out night before last, south of Marysville, and several grass fires were reported near Beatrice, among others. Marysville City Council met Monday. Jim Swim Jr. presented a plan for adding 100 to 200 telescoping flagpoles for the Avenue Flags City Cemetery. The project would be funded through contributions from civic organizations, veterans' families, and other private contributions. The city would be responsible for installation. The project would allow more use of the flags for occasions such as Memorial Day, Independence Day, and etc. CES engineers discussed with council options for improving South 11th Road. Consensus was to move forward with Phase 1, extending concrete south from U.S. 36, just past the Keating Drive intersection, which is the entrance for the senior housing and Bulldog housing access. Phase 2 could include further extension south with asphalt or concrete to be determined. Utilizing grass mats and the ditches would help resolve drainage issues. Council moved to allow completion of plans for a first phase. Proposed locations for continuing ADA ramp replacement at multiple street intersections and allowing to replace broken curb at some was approved. Roughly $30,000 was approved to redesign Keating Drive and resolve drainage issues. Options for establishing a wetland area for the city lagoon system were presented, with the possibility of using a borrow pit near the river that was used for levee construction. Requirements and cost considerations were presented. Improvements by adding a non-discharge system could allow a permit with KDHE and EPA, who both have concerns with existing lagoons. Engineering fees up to $10,000 for an amendment to an original contract with BG Consultants to explore floodplain modeling were approved unanimously. In summary, the mayor suggested the complete project improvements could amount to some $4 million if approved. Kansas Department of Transportation has called for grant program requests, with Marysville considering extension of U.S. Highway 77 improvements south from existing improvements to City Park North entrance to the overpass bridge south of town, and would be for work bid in 2023. Estimated cost is $1.6 million, with the city responsible for $600,000 to $650,000. Work would include new paving and storm sewers. Cost would include design and engineering, contingencies, and all construction costs. The application does not commit the city to final approval of the project. A motion to proceed with the grant was approved unanimously. The matter of keeping chickens in town came up as a discussion item, which is currently prohibited. Merits and concerns were shared. Todd Fry moved to bring a previous ordinance from Roland Park back to the next council meeting for reconsideration. That was approved on a 4-3 vote. A motion to approve $80,000 for additional water meters for replacement was approved. A revision of the police department pay scale was proposed, with incentives for educational degree achievement, while the council brought up equity among other city employees that may be responsible for job-related certifications. The city administrator was charged with exploring options that would cover all employees. The sales tax fund is over $1 million due to increased revenues. It's hoped the city brush dump site will reopen soon as a new employee is being trained. Target date is March 17th. The dump will be open from 4 until 6 that afternoon, then on Wednesday afternoons, as well as Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Options were discussed to extend hours, but no decisions made. Citywide cleanup week is the third week in April, the week of the 19th. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken salad on wheat bread, vegetable soup, pineapple, and a cookie. Tomorrow, tuna noodle casserole, a biscuit, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. KNDY News, time 7:14.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A mass COVID-19 vaccination clinic will be held Thursday at Marysville's historic Union Pacific Depot, 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. for anyone age 65 and older who lives, works, or has a doctor in Marshall County. A follow-up booster shot mass clinic is planned April 8th. Marshall County Health Department Director Sue Rhodes advises that you should wear a mask. The operation hours, 7 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. this Thursday at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. Vaccinations open to anyone age 65 or older who lives, works, or has a doctor in Marshall County.
This week at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, we are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Hello, my name is Terry Harries. I am the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School located in Marysville. This year, our theme is Sent to Serve. Along with several fun activities planned for this week, we also have some great service projects lined up. Every day we have a different dress-up. Today is Hat and Sunglasses Day. To start our day, we will have devotions led by 3rd and 4th grade, and in the afternoon, the Nature Center from Milford will visit us and bring us some birds of prey for us to learn more about. Today we have Grace Turner, an 8th grader at Good Shepherd. She's going to share some of her favorite memories from Good Shepherd Lutheran School.
My name is Grace Turner, and I encourage people to come to Good Shepherd Lutheran because they will get to know their teachers and make great friends.
We are proud to offer a Christ-centered education and a state-accredited school with small class sizes. All denominations are welcome at Good Shepherd. We serve students preschool through 8th grade. If you'd like to set up a time to tour our school and meet our teachers, please call us at 562-3181.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather for today, but this frontal boundary just to our south is going to become stationary and be associated with another low pressure system forming out of the southwestern parts of the United States and will slowly move across the central, east central parts of the Midwest tomorrow into the weekend, bringing rain showers. Some areas will see heavy rains at times and maybe a few rumbles of thunder. Otherwise, we're going to see temperatures in the 50s, cooler as we head into the early parts of next week. We'll continue the chance of rain. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain showers likely, low of 40. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, rain 53. And Saturday night and Sunday, more rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-March, 55. Record high on the state, 84. The average low, 28. Sunset this evening, 6:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:46. A chillier start today. Sunshine, 28 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 11th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All ship free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The NBA returns, and history in the making for one women's basketball program. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the second half of the NBA season getting underway, the Grizzlies dynamic duo of Ja Morant and Jonas Valanciunas had their way with the Wizards.
Morant skies for the rebound. He leads the charge down the floor. Right at Neto. Crosses him over to the right side of the rim. He lays it up. It got tapped up and in.
The call on ESPN 92.9 FM. Valanciunas set season highs in points, 29, and rebounds, 20, while Morant added a double-double of his own, 21 points and 10 assists. Memphis topped Washington 127-112. The reeling Spurs were no match for Luka Doncic and the visiting Mavericks.
Doncic step back, white wing three. That shot is good for Luka Doncic.
The call on WOAI, Doncic tied Bob Cousy for 11th on the NBA's all-time list for career triple-doubles with 33. Dallas used a 17-4 run in the final quarter to pull away for a 115-104 win. Women's college hoops, the Wyoming Cowgirls can dust off their dancing shoes.
Weideman out front between the rings to Johnson. They run their motion offense. In the corner, Weideman, quick three on the way. That's good. Quinn Weideman knocks the three down. She's got nine.
On Learfield IMG College, Quinn Weideman scored a team-high 14, while the Cowgirls' defense held the normally sharpshooting Bulldogs to just four made threes. Wyoming hangs on to stun Fresno State 59-56, winning their first-ever Mountain West Conference championship. To the ice of the NHL, the Ottawa Senators had no answers for Leon Draisaitl and the high-octane Edmonton Oilers.
Draisaitl to McDavid, has his man beat, drop pass, Draisaitl for the hat trick, he scores!
On 6:30 CHED, Draisaitl logged his third career hat trick. Edmonton exploded for four first-period goals to pound Ottawa 7-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
College basketball, Kansas State, 1:30 tip this afternoon on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Kansas 5:30 tip on FM 95.5.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan headed to an expected narrow final approval in the House today after the Senate okayed a revised version over the weekend. The bill contains billions of dollars more for ag and food programs. Combined food and ag provisions, the bill, nearly $23 billion, including more than $10 billion to strengthen the ag and food supply chain. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton.
There's approximately $4 billion to provide debt forgiveness for socially disadvantaged farmers. There's also another $1 billion to provide outreach and support for socially disadvantaged farmers and increase land ownership for those farmers and ranchers. And then there's also nearly $4 billion for food supply chain and pandemic response programming.
For food box type help and to stem COVID spread among agricultural workers.
The $4 billion for food supply chain and pandemic response includes $300 million for animal surveillance, so there are certain animal species like cats and minks that are known to carry the variant that causes COVID-19 in humans. And then overtime inspection cost reduction is another $100 million.
Other big pieces?
$800 million for food for peace, and then $500 for rural health care grants.
As told, leaving just over $12 billion to extend by 3 months through September 30th, a 15% boost to food stamp benefits, more for WIC, extended pandemic EBT benefits for kids, and food for seniors, homeless young adults, and U.S. territories. And a bipartisan group of legislators sent a letter to Michael Corey, the chair of the Federal Maritime Commission, voicing concerns over reports that certain vessel operating common carriers, or VOCCs, are declining to ship U.S. ag commodities to export from U.S. ports. The VOCC serves an integral link between American producers and overseas customers, without which contracts cannot be met, and the ability to compete in or even access foreign markets is threatened. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday morning to you. Happy Thursday. As we start off, we had a bit of a rocky day yesterday in both the grain, soybeans, and livestock red across the board. We'll see what we have today as the markets open up in just a little bit. Maybe we can rebound just a little bit as well. April live cattle wrapped up on a Wednesday yesterday with 87 cents in the red to 118.77. June live cattle wrapped up yesterday 67 cents in the red to 118.97. In the feeder cattle, April wrapped up yesterday 35 cents down to 141.72, and May was down 15 cents to 146.82. Over in the lean hogs, they did rally by the end of the day yesterday, which was good as there was not a lot of green on the board. April lean hogs were 42 cents in the green yesterday to 88.77, and May was down by, up by 22 cents to $91 even. Soybeans had a rocky day yesterday as they started off in the red and ended deeper in the red. May soybeans yesterday wrapped up 30 and a quarter down to 14.09. and three quarters. July was down by 30 even to 13.96. In the meal, May meal was down 9.80 to 4.06 and 80 cents, with July soybean meal down 9.50 to 4.05 and 40 cents. Over in the oil, same story there. May soybean oil yesterday down 4 pennies to 53.51. In July, down a quarter to 52 and 15 cents. In the grains yesterday, we did see kind of the same story there. Corn for May was down 11 and three quarters to 5.34 even. The wheat for May was down by 4 points to 652.5. We did see a little bit of green, though, especially in the cotton. The cotton did have a decent day. This May was up by 90 cents to 85.22. July was up by 76 cents to 86.05. So we'll see what the market's doing. I open up just here in a little bit on a Thursday. In the metals market yesterday, April did wrap up for gold at $6 higher to 17.22.90. Silver was up by 97 cents.
Dennis Henrichs from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a special bread cow sale here today. First calf bred heifers, cow-calf families, and the bread cows at 11 a.m. We are going to start off with 20 red and black Angus. First calf bred heifers are going to be bred to Schweitzer Red Angus. These heifers are vaccinated scour guard. They're 8 months safe in calf, and they will start off the sale at 11 o'clock. In the first calf families, folks, we've got a great set here today. Three different owners. The Blue River Cattle out of Milford, Nebraska, 65 Red Angus first calf families. They're going to be bred to Becton Red Angus bulls, and they are nice. Along with 60 Red Angus first calf families, they're AI bred to Red Angus Schuler Rebel sired calves. Great set of families, guys. The calves were born 214 to 222. The calves are castrated in force 3-7 way, Multimin 90, and had a Zectron antibiotic shot on Tuesday. The cows are OCV, Scour Guard, and Poured. Those cattle, Blue River cattle out of Milford, Nebraska. Also, Hilt Family Farms, Utan, Nebraska, 91 Black Angus first calf families. They have AI sired acclaimed calves at side. Calves born 2.6 to 2.15. The calves are castrated, Vera Shield 5, Ultrabec 7, Somnus. The cows have been re-poured. Then the Thornburg cattle out of Pickrell, Nebraska. 16 F1 black white face first calf families. They have AI sired Herbster Game Changer 371 calves at side. Calves are going to be 45 days old, vaccinated and castrated. In the cow calf families, we have another group of about 10, 16, 18 families, folks. Those mature cows are going to range from 5 years up to smooth mouth with calves at side. They will follow the first calf families. In the bred cow department, 37 black bred cows are 4 to 8 year olds. A nice set of cows, guys. They're going to be bred Charlet. They're 7 to 8 months. Tim Stutzman out of Milford. The Jim Suda 15 Red Angus bred cows, 5 years to broken mouth, are 6 to 9 months. On the Swan Creek red white face cows, there's 8 of them. F1 red white face, they're 3 year olds. They're bred to Bell's Whistle Charlet. They've been Vibrio Lipto Scour Boss Poured Worm, guys. Everything is in order. They're 7 to 8 months along. There is four black bred cows, Steve Hall's cows, guys. He has done calving for this season. These cows are going to be the late cows of his group. 3 to 6 year olds are bred black semis. They are 7 to 8 months along. In addition, we have 100 plus bred cows. They are going to range from 4 years to solid mouth. There is broken and smooth cows, guys. They're all pregged right here at the Barn Boys by Dr. Tony Hawkins. So come and see us at 11 o'clock here today. First in the door will be the first calf bred heifers, followed by the Hilt Black families, followed by the Blue River Cattle Stutzman Red families, then the F1 Black Baldies to the mature cow-calf families. 11 o'clock here start this morning, folks. We certainly want to remind you about the rice auction, the estate auction in Bern, Kansas, Saturday morning at 9:30. And keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn the video on live at Beatrice77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees on a cooler start to our Thursday. Highs around 60 on tap today.
Is your eco-friendly compost pile also neighbor-friendly? We will share some tips on taming compost odors on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 11th, the 70th day of the year. Bandleader Lawrence Welk was born in 1903, and Levi Strauss began selling bell-bottom jeans on this day in 1969. When the weather begins to warm in springtime, many people notice their compost pile has become rather, to use a polite word, fragrant. Most of the time, it's because the pile has become compacted over the winter and oxygen is not being circulated. If the odor is like rotten eggs, turning and stirring the pile will usually alleviate the problem. Adding wood chips will also help create pockets to increase airflow. If the odor is more like ammonia, your compost is short on carbon material. You should add dead leaves, sawdust, or shredded newspaper, which are all rich in carbon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Nigel Pack hit 5 3-pointers and scored 23 points. Mike McGurl added 17, and ninth-seeded Kansas State used a pair of big runs to beat eighth-seeded TCU 71-50 in the first round of the Big 12 last night. The Wildcats now advance to play Baylor today. R.J. Nembrand had 11 points, Mike Miles 9 to lead the Horned Frogs, who lost 4 straight and 7 of their last 8. KU's athletic director Jeff Long is gone less than 2 days after the school mutually parted ways with Les Miles amid sexual misconduct allegations. Kurt Watson will serve as the interim athletic director as the school begins searching for both a new AD and a new head football coach. Again, college round ball action for today. It's the Kansas State Wildcats and the Baylor Bears. That one will tip off at 1:30. KU Jayhawks with the Sooners also in action today. That tips at 5:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
College basketball, Kansas State, 1:30 tip this afternoon on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas 5:30 tip on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Toss and turn, I'm losing sleep. Can't seem to make any sense of anything. I keep wandering around in circles in a daze. till I'm tangled up, lost inside me. The sand.